Part A, the Bonnie recording. You are now going to hear a 20-minute remarkable and moving word-for-word recording of a 5-year-old girl named Bonnie and her mother working through a difficult problem and eventually arriving at a very creative solution acceptable to both. Nobody loses. Bonnie had been resisting getting up in the morning and getting dressed for kindergarten, causing problems for everyone in the family. This illustration of the no-lose method is very valuable in showing how the problem-solving process, facilitates going from an initial superficial or presenting problem, in this case Bonnie not getting dressed for school, to a much deeper problem that turns out to be more basic and more fundamental to the relationship between Bonnie and her mother. It also illustrates how essential active listening is in the Method 3 no-lose problem-solving process. You'll hear repeatedly how the mother's active listening continuously opens Bonnie up to express deeper feelings and how it facilitates the 6 steps of the problem-solving process. Finally, this recording beautifully illustrates how Method 3 strongly motivates children to see to it that the solution gets implemented. In this case, Bonnie takes the initiative very actively at the end of the recording to make sure her mother carries out the solution that they've agreed upon. As the tape begins, the mother had just completed solving a family problem involving all 4 of her children. Now, as you will hear, she directs her conversation solely to Bonnie while the other kids leave them alone to solve the problem.
Bonnie, I have a problem I'd like to bring up, and that is that Bonnie's so slow getting dressed in the morning that she makes the rest of us late. She makes the rest of the children late. She sometimes keeps Terry from getting to the bus on time, and I have to go up there and help her get dressed, and then I don't get time to get breakfast for everyone else, and I have to rush, and yell at Terry and to hurry up and get off on the bus, and it's just a big problem.
But I don't like to get dressed in the morning.
You don't like to get dressed for school?
I don't feel like going to school. I like to stay home and look at books while you're wide awake and you're out in your clothes.
You'd rather stay home than go to school?
Yes.
You'd rather stay home and play with Mommy?
Yes, like play games and look at books.
You don't get much chance to do that.
No. I don't even get to play games like we do at birthdays, like we do at birthdays. But we don't do it at school. We do different kind of games at school.
And you like the games you have at school?
Not too much, because I always play them.
You liked them once, but you don't like to do them all the time?
Yeah, that's why I like to play some games at home.
Because they're different from the games you play at school?
Yes.
You don't like to keep doing the same thing?
Yes.
Every day?
I don't like to keep on doing the same things every day.
It's fun to have a little something different to do.
Yeah, like do artwork at home.
Do you do artwork at school?
No, we only do coloring and painting and plano board.
Well, it sounds like the main thing that you don't like about school is that you keep doing the same things over and over again.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Not every day.
Sort of.
But we don't do the same games.
You don't do the same games every day?
I do the same games every day, but sometimes we learn new games, but I just don't like it. I like to stay home.
You don't like to learn new games?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
But you'd rather stay home?
Yes. I really like to stay home and play games or look at books or stay in bed and sleep. When you are home.
Only when I'm home.
When you are staying home all day. I want to stay home. When you're gone, I'll go to school.
Sounds to me like maybe you think Mommy doesn't stay home enough.
You don't. You always have to go to a school to teach a class in the morning or in the nighttime.
You would rather I didn't go out so much.
Yes.
You don't really see enough of me.
But every night I see a babysitter named Susan. When you're gone.
And you'd rather see me.
Yes.
And you think maybe in the mornings when I'm home,
I stay home.
You'd like to stay home.
Yeah.
So you could see Mommy.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. This does make a problem because I do have my classes that I have to teach. I wonder if we could work this problem out somehow, Bonnie. Do you have any ideas?
No.
I was thinking about maybe having some time when we could be together more in the afternoons when Ricky's taking his nap.
That's what I would like.
You would like that?
Yes.
You'd like to have time with just Mommy?
Yes, without Randy, without Terry, without Ricky. Just with you and me playing games. And reading stories to me. But I wouldn't like you to read stories because then you get sleepy. When you read stories, you always know that.
Yes, that's right. If, then you'd like maybe instead of taking a nap, which you don't, that's another problem too, is that you haven't been taking your naps lately. And I've been thinking maybe that you don't really need them.
I don't like naps. Anyways, we're not talking about naps.
That's right, we're not talking about naps. But I was thinking that instead of taking naps, maybe we could set aside that time that we would usually, that where you would usually take a nap, and we could just have that time for ourselves.
For ourselves.
Uh-huh. Then maybe you would, wouldn't feel that you wanted to stay home in the mornings so much. You think that would solve that problem?
I didn't even know what you're saying.
I said that maybe if we had several hours in the afternoon, a couple hours in the afternoon, where we could just be together and do only the things that you wanted to do, and Mommy wouldn't even keep working, just do the things that you wanted to do, then maybe you would want to go to school in the mornings if you knew that we were going to have time in the afternoons.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to go to school in the morning when it's nap time. Because we do have rest time at school. When it's nap time, you don't even work. You stay home and do what I want to do.
Only what you want Mommy to do and no housework.
No housework.
Okay, well then shall we try that starting right away tomorrow?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
But we'll have to have a sign because you don't remember.
Well, then if I don't remember, then we'll have to solve our problem over again, won't we?
Yeah.
Right.
But, Mommy, you should draw that sign over and put it on the door of your room so you'll remember, and put it in the kitchen so you'll remember when I come home from school. You'll remember because you look at that sign. When you get out of bed, you remember because you look at that sign.
And I won't accidentally forget and start taking a nap myself or doing housework.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good idea. I'll make a sign then.
Then make it tonight when I'm sleeping.
Okay.
And then you can go well, after meeting.
Okay. I guess we solved that, huh?
Yeah.